Bed's empty. No note. Car gone. Could have crashed. Out of my mind with worry. Did you care? Molly Weasley. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Welcome to Bookish, a literary podcast. I'm Paul, and I want to wish a very happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And today's Sunday Ramble is going to have a Mother's Day aspect to it. Now, one thing that I discovered as I was prepping for today's episode is that I just don't read a lot of books where the mother is a main character. Hemingway, Zaffan, Robert Parker, John Dunning. None of these authors really even mention moms, except for Zaffan. In his books, the mom either dies when the main character's young or abandons the family at some point. Maybe Carlos has some issues he's working out on the page, and maybe it just works best for the story. In my own novels, moms, and dads as well, play only a minor role, if any. Still, I have a best and a worst fictional mom for this Mother's Day, and I think you'll agree with my picks. For me, hands down, the best mom in fiction is Molly Weasley from the Harry Potter series. With 7 kids and a lunatic for a husband, I mean, he's way more into muggles than any one wizard should be. She still finds time to take in strays like Harry Potter and Hermione Granger. Yes, she may keep too close an eye on them sometimes, but we'll give her a pass on that. She knits Christmas sweaters every year, and that's a lot of sweaters. And she's basically the mother to the entire Order of the Phoenix. And with Sirius Black as part of that brood, few moms could have handled that assignment. Maybe best of all, she killed Bellatrix Lestrange, which is pretty awesome. And as a side note, not surprisingly, the book version of this was far better than the film. So Molly Weasley is the best mom on this Mother's Day. The worst mom, and I think few of you would disagree with this, is Margaret White, Carrie's mom from the Stephen King novel. She's easily the scariest mom out there in the fictional world. She's a religious wingnut who regularly beats Carrie for anything she considers a sin, which is pretty much everything. Throws her into a prayer closet for hours on end, and thinks that only loose women develop breasts. Is it any wonder Carrie kills her in the end? Just a horrible, horrible mom. If there's a polar opposite to Molly Weasley, it's Margaret White. Finally today, our book recommendation for this week is one of those classics you probably never actually read. Jack Kerouac's On the Road. I recommend this one today because it can be a long time before any of us take a cross-country journey like Sal Paradise and Dean Moriarty again. But that's what's great about books. We can live vicariously through them, even when quarantined. And do yourself a huge favor. Get the audiobook version read by Matt Dillon. It's simply amazing. So that's our Sunday Ramble, Mother's Day edition. Stay safe, call your mom, buy your mom a book, and keep on reading. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Bookish. I hope you found it both informative and entertaining. If you'd like to keep episodes like this coming, I'd also like you to consider supporting us by clicking the Support This Podcast link on the Anchor site. For as little as 99 cents a month, you can keep episodes like this coming and also help us get to the point where we're completely ad-free. Thanks again.